भगवद्गीता 11.13 तत्रैकस्थं जगत्कृत्स्नं प्रविभक्तमनेकधा अपश्यद्देवदेवस्य शरीरे पाण्डवस्तदा। तत्र एकस् इन दैट वन प्लेस जगत्कृत्स्नं द होल यूनिवर्स प्रविभक्तम अनेकधा, प्रविभक्तम डिवाइडेड इन वेरियस वेज अनेकधा इन वेरियस फॉर्म्स। अपश्यत देव देवस्य, अपश्यत वाज सीइंग देव देवस्य एंड टू दैट बीइंग हु इज द गॉड ऑफ द गॉड्स। शरीरे पांडवस्तदा इन दैट बॉडी। सो हियर the reconciliation of opposites in the absolute is demonstrated in this visual epiphany. Epiphany refer in this visual theophany actually. Epiphany is a realization. I got an epiphany means I got a realization. Theophany refers to the revelation, a divine revelation which is manifested in this world, which is perceivable to the senses but which is not necessarily material. So here this theophany is there, and the theophany of the universal form that Krishna is manifesting, it is said over here. What is it? How does it reconcile contradictory things here? It is stated that tattva ekastham. In one place, Jagat Krutsnam, the whole universe was seen. Now earlier also Krishna has talked about a similar theme. Arjuna, in one place you will see the whole universe. Here, that similar point is made here, but there's some further stress. Pravibhaktam anekadha. So this idea of one and many together, it will come again in 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita also. Avibhaktam vibhakteshu. Avibhaktam vibhakteshu. So it's separated or not separated. So there is one form, but from one place the whole universe is seen. It's one form, but within that there are many, many forms also. Pravibhaktam anekadha. So again the word aneka comes, which had come earlier in the 11th and 12th verses of the chapter where the word anek came thrice. Anek vaktra nayanam, anek adbhut darshanam, anek divya bharanam, divya anekodita yudham. It also came many times, four times. So here also this word anek is coming for the fifth time now. Ek means one, anek means many. And by using the word anek so many times, anek actually simply means plural. How many is not mentioned, specified, but just many. And here by using the word anek, okay, they state that there are so, not just many in the sense of 7, 10, but multitudinous, it's almost infinite. So, in the previous verse also Krishna in 11.7 had also used similar word. Ihaikastham jagat krutsnam pashyadya sacharacharam mamadehe gudakesha yachanyad vrishtum ichhasi. So here it is said iha, and there in this verse it is tatraikastham. So the iha is here and tatra is there. So this description in geographical indicator comes because the Krishna and Arjuna are speaking at the same venue where the universal form is being revealed, whereas Dhritarashtra and Sanjay are far away from that universal forms, from that venue of the universal forms revelation. That is, that revelation is happening in Kurukshetra, where Dhritarashtra and Sanjay are situated in Hastinapur, in the palace. So, therefore, that what that it is tatra evar here. Tatra ekastham jagat krishnam. Same word come, jagat krishnam, the whole universe. Pashadya sa characharam, that was there. That the emphasis on characharam, that moving and non-moving, all living beings are there. That was what was the stress over there. Patraikastham jagat krishnam pravibhaktam anekadha apashyadeva devasya. So Sanjay, when he's describing, straight stresses that there is, he, that this person revealing is Deva Deva. He's the supreme being. He's not an ordinary person. He's the topmost of all beings. And being the topmost of all beings, there is no match to him. He's actually greater than all beings. And further, he says, there it was. Deha comes in both places. Sharire Pandavastada. So, whereas here, Mama Dehe Guda Kesa. So, Deha and Sharire basically mean the same thing. So, in the body, you can see all this. Sometimes in spiritual circles, there is demonization of the body. We think of the body as a source of entanglement, source of misery, which is true at one level, but another level, at a higher level actually, when we just see the bodies connectedness with Krishna rather than its doomed and distressing connection with us, then we can appreciate it as a gift from Krishna meant to take us closer to him. So, our body is material. Krishna also has a body. Krishna's body is of course transcendental. The universal form is also Krishna's body. But the universe is made of material elements. And when Krishna manifests the universal form is not exactly considered transcendental. We could say at one level that anything connected with Krishna is transcendental. At another level, we understand that something which is manifested in the material world and something which exists constantly in the material world is going to be material, in the sense that the universal form is not always there in the material world. The universal form which Krishna is giving is a revelation, is showing over here. But within that revelation, what Krishna is showing, it's made up of material elements. There we'll see later that the heavens are, heavens and heavenly beings are described, and the subterranean beings are also described. Arjuna will describe this universal form in detail soon. And thus, the focus in such descriptions is on recognizing that this is a visual demonstration of a timeless truth, that God pervades all of existence, God contains all of existence, God subsumes all of existence. Consume means to, when something is taken in and then that thing doesn't remain at all. Subsume means that thing continues to exist beyond whatever it is. That exists and that gets integrated into something higher. That is what has happened here
in this majestic revelation. And through this majestic revelation, Krishna is going to give Arjuna, he's not only going to oblige to Arjuna's request, but he's also going to expand Arjuna's consciousness and thus make him a willing and eager instrument to actualize his will. And that will be revealed in subsequent verses. Thank you.